time. Hey, everybody. Kate Delaney, America Tonight. At the top of every show, we go inside the Beltway with the true insiders, as I'm fond of saying, from Talk Radio News. Ellen Ratner joins us now. Ellen, you and I were just talking about this. You can't help but watch the Republican tent show as it moves from state to state. And here we go again with yet another debate. And it's been kind of wild to watch what's going on with Newt Gingrich, who I think needed a dominant debate to kind of reverse a pretty rough week. And I'm not really seeing it this time around.
Well, no. One, he did need a really a tough debate that would be in his favor, because don't forget, Florida has something like 400,000 early voter ballots, and it's thought, because Newt wasn't surging then, that a lot of those voters went to Romney. People like to vote for a winning candidate. But, you know, the former speaker came out against Romney and his investments, talked about his investments in a company that does foreclosures tonight. So that was a pretty big. Romney, of course, went after the speaker on lobbying issues, because obviously he believes that that has caught on somehow.
Yeah. Here was one of my favorite lines, was when Newt said, "I don't know anybody who's been president that's had a Swiss bank account," and he was talking about Romney.
I know. I mean, well, that is a good one, and you can darn well bet that that's also going to show up in the general election.
Yeah, yeah, I agree with you. All right, let's move on to what happened in D.C. This is huge, because now what's going on with the defense cuts, the Pentagon has to shrink the military, but they got to make some decisions as to what's going to happen here. The Pentagon budget, they're fighting over a bunch of things, troop reductions, base closures, all that kind of stuff. This is a wild tug of war, isn't it?
Well, yes. In fact, it is going to be, and the base closures may go to the same kind of deal that did before, where it goes to a base closure commission, and then there's an up or down vote. The other thing that is happening is they are going to go with the Joint Strike Fighter, but they're going to go slow mowing it so it doesn't go so fast in terms of the budget. They're going to be cutting the troops level on the Army side, 80,000, on the Marine side, about 20,000. These cuts will happen over 5 years. So it's not like people are going to get on your fired slip. It's that will be the natural attrition, most likely, of the service.
Yeah. Let's
One other quick thing. They're also going to be trying to fight these very precision strikes, the kinds that they did in Somalia the other day to get these people back, these two women back, or what we see with Osama bin Laden, and also an increased use of drones, which has some of the liberals upset that this isn't constitutional.
Yeah, I was going to ask you about that. That's perfect. I'm glad you said that. We move on to this natural gas, liquefying natural gas. What's that about? I didn't even see that.
Well, yes, the president is trying to do a whole energy policy, and what he's trying to do is to increase the use of liquid natural gas, and particularly because the United States has quite a bit of supply in that. Secondly, they're going to provide incentive money for various municipalities, states, et cetera, to offer refueling places. UPS is going to, I guess, have a refueling site for liquid natural gas that their trucks will run on, at least in the Las Vegas, California corridor.
Yeah. And Ray LaHood, we were talking about this last time in our previous show. You and I were talking about this. The transportation secretary's son is still trapped in Egypt. He was there for measuring the elections. What's happening with that? That's a surprise.
Well, as far as we know, and as of this evening, they still weren't letting him out.
Ooh.
I mean, honestly, you have to wonder, you have to scratch your head and say, wait a minute. I don't exactly know how much we give Egypt, because I think part of it is part of the black budget, which people don't really talk about, and we don't have the exact figures. But let's figure conservatively they get $2 billion a year. Not conservatively, they probably get $3 billion a year. Well, your country's getting $3 billion a year from the United States, and you're not letting four Americans out, not charged with anything, one of whom happens to be the Secretary of Transportation's son. I somehow don't think that's a smart idea if you want to still collect that $2 to $3 billion.
Yeah, I totally agree with you. That's crazy. It makes no sense. Especially, like you said, conservative estimate, $2 billion could be $3 billion. Who knows? It could be even more than that. Hey, safe travels, my friend. We want to tell the listeners, because they're always intrigued by Ellen's travels. You're going to the South Sudan again, and tell us a little bit about that.
Well, as you know, I have a project in South Sudan. We have several projects. One, many people were taken as war booty, essentially made into slaves into the north. And we actually bring them back down to the south, give them a goat for Goats for the Old Goat. That's why I started that charity. And also what's called the Sack of Hope. And then I have a project with our polio folks, and we also run a clinic really up north in the bush between Darfur and North Sudan in a area called Northern Brother Ghazal. And because it's probably about 7 or 8 in the morning, I'm going to try and call you live so that it will be morning my time, but I can give you a full report.
Oh, that'd be a good update. A lot of people are intrigued by what you're doing, and in fact, some of the listeners have done the goat thing, so we want to tell them, go to the website. It's amazing what you can do with a goat, isn't it?
And by the way, if you're looking for Valentine's Day gifts, we have these beautiful Swarovski hearts that are made by our women in South Sudan. You can order them on the web, goatsfortheoldgoat.com. Go to shopping.
All right. Excellent. We'll talk to you when you're in the Sudan. Thanks, Ellen. All right. Coming up in the rest of this hour of America Tonight, we're going to go to Hollywood. I know. Screen Actors Guild Awards. Come on. All of you are into the movies. We do the cheap movie review, so we're going to chat with Laura Ripley. She's going to be doing the red carpet thing. She's also going to give us a preview of what's in those swag bags. It's so ridiculous. I mean, what's in the swag bags you and I could live on in a year, but we'll find out. And what do they do behind the scenes? Can you imagine? You know, celebrities are sometimes some of the hardest people to interview versus politicians or athletes, I think, because they're very guarded and worried about what you're going to say so that they might not look good. The gloves are definitely off with the Republicans. They're not worried about that. And we're going to talk more about that coming up in our next segment. It was about the moon. It was about immigration, illegal in the other kind, and more mudslinging in Florida. And what's interesting is Ellen and I talking about Gingrich and how he did. Overall, a lot of the television pundits that I happen to hear said they thought it was kind of a flat performance for Gingrich. But he has a 9 percentage point lead over Mitt Romney, if you look at the NBC Wall Street Journal poll, and that was out on Thursday, right before this final presidential debate that was held in Jacksonville, right? So Romney and the third-place candidate, Rick Santorum, did much better in the matchup, though, against Barack Obama, because they keep saying, well, who would do better? And what's interesting is these are all just these possible scenarios. So if we looked at the votes, just purely on the votes, Gingrich gets 37%, this is a poll, Romney 28%, Santorum 18%, and Ron Paul with 12%. It's not a shock that Gingrich would lead Romney if you try to narrow down the demographics in the 17 to 47-year-old very conservative voters. I mean, what do you think? Or in the voters in the South, or Tea Partiers. But what about the rest of the lot? They seem to throw in for Mitt Romney at this point. But we can talk about polls from here till tomorrow. The bottom line is, it's all about the delegates they get. It's about these primaries and these caucuses. So Florida is pretty, pretty important. Hang with us. Mudslinging next. Have you ever heard of a pharmacist who discourages the use of most prescription drugs? Well, pharmacist Ben Fuchs is that person, and boy, is he fascinating. He's a nutritional pharmacist and skincare specialist who operates out of Boulder, Colorado. And to hear this man speak is nothing less than inspiring, because he's charismatic and makes a lot of sense. He asks, why take dangerous drugs when all your body needs to stay healthy is all natural with no side effects? Pharmacist Ben sees the human body as a healing and regenerating system, divinely designed to heal and renew itself on a moment-to-moment basis. but it needs nutrition and nutritional supplementation. Ben says you've got to be on a nutritional supplement program if you want to be healthy in 21st century America, and he wants to help people get off the toxic drug treadmill and get on a good nutritional supplement program. I support what pharmacist Ben is saying and doing to help America get healthier, and I urge you to watch and listen to Ben deliver his powerful message at your convenience. Just go to AmericaTonightTeam.com. That's AmericaTonightTeam.com.
Hey, everybody. Jason Lewis here once again. These are hard times for investors. If you're like me, you just don't know where to put your money because there's a downside to every possible scenario. Now, look, every portfolio needs a hedge for inflation. Gold has been the classic. I want to tell you, I want to be honest with you, commodities fluctuate, so you could lose money. Gold goes up and down. But every stable portfolio usually has an inflation hedge, and gold is, well, the gold standard. Washington is not going to get us out of this recovery, so you've got to protect yourself. Give it some thought, and if you're interested in converting your IRA to gold or would like to actually have it in your possession, call Midas Resources today at 1-800-686-2237. The U.S. dollar was once backed by gold, but it's lost a lot of its value since then. Call Midas Resources today, 1-800-686-2237 for gold. That's 1-800-686-2237, and tell them Jason Lewis sent you.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
All right, yet another debate for the Republicans in Florida. This is a big battleground spot because we've already seen what's happened with the first couple of caucuses and debates, not debates, primaries in Iowa, Santorum, in New Hampshire, Romney, and in South Carolina, Gingrich. What's so interesting and just fascinating to me is the one thing is the talking points, the constant trying, I gotta say this again and again and again and again and again and again. Every time Gingrich is in a debate, every time Newt's in one of these debates, which they've all been there, he says, I'm the only person in this group that can debate Barack Obama. I'm the only person in this group that can beat Barack Obama at a debate. I'm the only person who can outgas Barack Obama with all of the hot air I can possibly spew on the stage when it's just the two of us. Because trust me, Obama's got a lot of hot air too. So, really, do you care about that? When you listen to that, does that resonate with you? Does that make you think as a voter, if you're an anybody but Obama person, are you thinking, wow, Newt is the guy. He's so right. He is such a good communicator. He's so good at the debating process that this guy is going to get the independents. He's going to rock the House, and he's going to take Obama down in the two presidential debates that, oh, by the way, aren't until October. So he's got to be the guy. He's right. It's good that he's telling us he's the only one who can debate. See, I think most of you don't care about that. I think you care that somebody can beat Barack Obama. You have an incumbent president with, you know, up and down approval ratings, but with an excellent, excellent, the best campaign people around him, and he is very smooth when it comes to campaigning. Whatever you think about him as a president and the things that you could take apart year by year by year, whatever. It doesn't matter. It's a game. It's just like game planning for the Super Bowl, which is what the Giants and New England is doing. That's what they're doing. What matters is the W in the end. So once there's a Republican candidate, that's what the Republicans want. That's what the people who don't want Obama in want, that you want the strongest person to beat somebody who's an incumbent. And we've already had the past two presidents that have won back-to-back terms. It happened with George W. Bush, and it happened with Bill Clinton. So now is Barack Obama going to be the next president to get 8 years in the White House? So I think Newt is all mixed up on this debating thing, because who cares? I don't think it's about debating. It's about, can you beat that guy? I mean, really, anybody on the stage, do you think they would get completely annihilated verbally by the president in a debate, in the two measly debates that are going to be held? Like, the whole world's going to be watching this and judging on these two debates? I don't think so. So he needs to get off that track. I don't get it. If I was his campaign person, I'd say, great, you've already put that out there. There are other talking points. There are other things that you can focus on when you get on one of these debate stages, since there's always another one down the road. At the end of the line, what is it going to be, 50 debates? No stone unturned. Here's what's going to happen. I mean, all of them could debate Barack Obama, because how could they not get better with their debating skills, because they're doing it so many times? All right, let the games begin. I watched the whole debate from the beginning to the end. Rick Santorum really set the tone when he talked about this in the beginning, pretty much in the beginning. There was kind of a cool moment. He introduced his mother, who was 93, said, you know, Northern Florida, woman is here. She didn't call her woman, voter is here, blah, blah, blah. This is my mother. And that was neat. She stood up and everybody clapped, applauded. And then the mud started to get thrown. So anyway, Rick Santorum said this in the very beginning when he was asked a question from Wolf Blitzer, because it was on CNN.
And we set aside that Newt was a member of Congress and used the skills that he developed as a member of Congress to go out and advise companies. And that's not the worst thing in the world. And that Mitt Romney is a wealthy guy because he worked hard and he's going out and working hard. And you should, guys, leave that alone and focus on the issue.
Yeah. Amen, brother. Can we just get to the core of this? What do you believe in? What do you stand for? What are you going to do if you get the job? Tell us, sell us, sell us. Give us your elevator pitch. Why are you so good? And forget all the other nonsense. He's right. We already know that. And there's other places that that movie plays all day long. But it is funny to watch. And I think that's what keeps, I hate to say that, but it's the rubbernecking aspect of this that brings people back and forth and makes them watch. I mean, even the most liberal Democrats I know are watching these debates. They're not going to vote for any of these four guys. Why would they care? Why aren't they watching Law and Order or a repeat of Revenge or some other tawdry soap opera night show? I don't know. But they're watching these debates. So here's a moment where Gingrich and Romney go at it on the immigration question, the anti-immigration question, because Gingrich keeps saying that Mitt Romney is anti-immigration. Listen to this.
You tell me what language you would use to describe somebody who thinks that deporting a grandmother or a grandfather from their family. Just tell me the language. I'm perfectly happy for you to explain what language you'd use.
That's it.
Yeah, he's got nothing coming back with that. What language would you use? That's the thing, right? And Romney keeps saying, my family are immigrants. I'm not anti-immigration. But here's the crux of it. The argument is over the self-deportation thing, that somebody would turn themselves in and say, okay, I was here illegally for 25 years, but I want to be on that path to citizenship. People forget this, but George W. Bush had that suggestion that, well, this is what we could do. We could have people that would come out of the shadows, like everybody's in the shadows, the 20 million people, because it's not 11, I'm sorry. I don't know what the number is, but even if I'm inflating it, it's still way higher than 11 million. Okay, so everybody's going to crawl out of the woodwork, and because they've now, under their mattress, have just thousands and thousands of dollars. They're going to come forward and say, I just want to tell you I'm here illegally. Here's the names of my family members, and let's roll. And they're right about that. When that's been sort of tried, it does not work. So forget that as the suggestion anyway. That's not happening. It's not happening. And immigration is a sticky thing in Florida because of the Cubans and the other people who have come over to Florida from other places. If you think, you know, already a quarter of Florida's Republican votes, by the way, have been cast, and how many of them were the absentee ballots? Were they military people? Were some of these older Cuban people in the Cuban community, which is huge in Florida, in that Miami area, especially, but not just Miami, in Tampa, all over really the state. So it's a sensitive topic without a doubt in all places, Florida, Arizona, Texas, California, but especially in the Sunshine State. So this is the thing. They're really pounding Romney on this. And how much is this killing Romney's chances? And how much is it really killing the rest of the gang's chances? Because nobody's offering a concrete plan. And the reality is, it's not going to be, wouldn't be tackled immediately anyway. The last two presidents have just shelved it. It comes up, people dance around the issue, and then that's it. It goes back on the shelf again, and the problem continues. And nobody has a concrete answer. You know, they find tunnels, or Homeland Security announces something that they're trying to do. But that's it. That's what happens. So there is no solid platform that anybody's standing on, right? And, you know, Mitt Romney is, I think he's trying to take a hard line here, but then he's trying to figure out a way to maneuver around the line. And that's damaging in a state like, Florida because of the people, the makeup of that state. So Hispanics are especially upset with Romney's opposition to the DREAM Act. And we all know the DREAM Act. It would legalize immigrants who came to the United States as children and then enrolled in college or the military, because the thought is, look, they've already paid their dues. They're educated. They're giving something back to society, or they've served in the military. They've taken a bullet for the country. So why can't they have that pathway? In fact, polls are showing that more than 90% of Hispanic voters favor the DREAM Act. 90%. And Newt Gingrich supports half of it, the military part. That's an easy one, right? And Romney has tried to appeal to Hispanics by touting his opposition to Fidel Castro. Because, see, that's the other thing. They don't have a lot of love for Fidel Castro in Florida either. Here's what the deal is. It's called pandering. You got to pick a lane and stay in that lane, even if it's tough. Whatever, that's the problem. If you're campaigning, I get that you have to schmooze and shake hands and all that stuff, but pick a lane, for goodness sake, and stay in that lane. We're going to Hollywood next.
Sure, there are winter specials, and then there are super winter specials at HerbalHealer.com. Battle through this cold and flu season with powerful, natural, and safe flu fighters like elderberry power, orégasillin, olive leaf capsules, grapefruit seed extract, and Respir 8, all specially priced during the winter sale at HerbalHealer.com. Don't forget vitamin D3 this winter. Right now, HerbalHealer.com has 120 soft gels, 1,000 IUs, sale priced at only $9. We also have a super winter special on 6 homeopathic liquid detoxes: whole body detox, liver detox, kidney detox, lymph detox, brain detox, and lung detox. All liquid detoxes, regularly $26.95, are now just $20. HerbalHealer.com. As always, new customers get a free 128-page catalog with your order. Log on now and save big when you hit the winter specials at HerbalHealer.com. Healing the world with nature, one person at a time, since 1988.
America's number one source for independent talk radio for over a decade. We are the GCN Radio Network.
Hi, I'm Mark Craighead, founder of Crossbreed Holsters. I designed our top-selling holster, the Super Tuck Deluxe, to solve the problems of being poked, pinched, and gouged while carrying concealed. The Super Tuck Deluxe is the most comfortable, most concealable holster on the market today. We offer a 2-week free trial and a lifetime warranty.
Visit us at crossbreedholsters.com. Don't forget, crossbreedholsters.com.
In a coming-apart world, you need something to keep it tied together. That something is Atwood Rope, the highest quality rope made in the USA from exotic braids for military, rescue, arborists, shipyards, tow line, or boating. Quality rope at affordable prices you and your customers can depend on. Find a dealer or shop online at atwoodrope.net. Enter promo code RADIO to receive 100 feet of 550 paracord free with purchase. Atwood Rope, working to keep the world tied together.
If you owe money to the IRS, you can't make the problem go away by yourself. But with the help of Dan Pilla, you can get your problem solved once and for all.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. For 30 years, I've helped thousands of people solve their tax debt problem, and I can help you solve yours, too. We take a very simple but proven three-step approach to solving your problem. First, we stabilize IRS collection actions so you don't have to worry about the IRS seizing your bank account or paycheck. Next, we build a comprehensive plan to get your tax debt reduced to the fullest extent possible, sometimes even completely eliminated. And finally, we work with you every step of the way to get your problem solved once and for all. Call us for a free consultation. Call 1-800-346-6829. We'll work together to get your problem solved guaranteed.
Dan Pilla has been protecting taxpayers from the IRS for 3 decades, and he can help you too. Call us today at 800-346-6829. That's 800-34-NO-TAX.
Do you suffer from low-functioning adrenal or thyroid? Did you know that mercury from your dental fillings comes off of your teeth both as a vapor and as particles into your body? Wherever mercury deposits in your body, it stops cells from functioning normally. Animal studies show that mercury causes kidney function to drop by 60%. Mercury deposited into your adrenals or thyroid will cause a corresponding drop in function. The number one method by which your body detoxifies itself of mercury is glutathione. The number one superfood that helps turn on all 10 trillion cells of your body to produce glutathione is non-denatured whey protein from grass-fed cows. After investigating most high-end whey proteins on the market, only one is the most non-denatured, the most active, the most complete, and in our opinion, the most powerful in what nature originally put into the fresh raw whey. It is One World Whey. Call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. Or visit oneworldwhey.com. That's oneworldwhey.com.
Arm of her husband. One life must matter, Dennis.
That's why I want to marry you, my dear.
Mrs. Thatcher, one simply has to make you look and sound like the leader that you could be.
No matter how I've tried, I know I will never be truly one of them. Someone must say the unsayable.
He thinks the lady doth screech too much.
If you want to change this party, lead it.
Watch your thoughts, so they become words.
If you want to change the country, lead it.
Watch your words, so they become actions.
This is it. Steady the buffs, old girl.
Watch your actions, so they become your character.
Prime Minister.
Show respect, how is it?
And watch your character, for it becomes your destiny.
The final flick that I saw this week, that's Meryl Streep as the Iron Lady. She's nominated as actress in a leading role. She's the odds-on favorite to win, but there's some stiff competition from Glenn Close, Viola Davis, Rooney Mara, and also Michelle Williams. She was great, too, in My Week with Marilyn. Can you imagine being on the red carpet and interviewing these ladies and interviewing the actors, George Clooney and Gary Oldman and Brad Pitt and the rest of the people that would come by? Well, our next guest doesn't have to fantasize about that. She's going to be doing it. Laurel Ripley joins us. She's co-hosting the Red Carpet Arrivals on TNT this weekend for the Screen Actors Guild Awards. How exciting is that? Hey, Laurel, how are you?
I'm good, Kate. How are you? Thank you so much for being on tonight.
Yeah, you know what? I'll tell you what. You have an enviable job. I think a lot of people would be nervous, but they'd be excited to be in your shoes.
It is so much fun. I have been producing it for the last 5 years and then hosting it for the last 3 years. And, the SAG Awards is a unique award.
The SAG Award, we'll tell everyone, it's because peers vote on who wins, right?
It is. And, it's a little simple. As the critics will say, it's a little more genuine because it is actors voting for actors. You're in a room, as they describe it, a room full of your friends, and it's just a really nice party. It doesn't get quite as crazy as the Golden Globes. They're a little bit on better behavior, I guess. And, it's also unique because it doesn't have a host. Which I love watching Ricky Gervais or Billy Crystal, but it's interesting having the other actors get up to present and award their fellow actors, share their story, they're the actor's story, so you get to hear where they come from, how they got their SAG card, and I find that very fascinating.
Yeah, because you and I know this, Laurel, and I don't know if the rest of America realizes this, but the unemployment rate in the acting profession is the highest of any profession in the United States of America.
You're absolutely correct.
Yeah.
Excuse me. And
it's crazy.
And they're all pulling for each other. We have seen here in Los Angeles a nice upswing in the productions. They've been scattered across the nation due to the tax incentives. And there were a lot of people that were out of work here in Los Angeles as well, which is the home, of entertainment. But we're seeing a nice upswing in comedies and dramas and films here in Los Angeles in the production end.
When you, because you produced it and then you jumped in front of the scenes, so you've been on all sides of this, do you go down a list like you say, well, geez, we want to really make sure we get Meryl Streep because there's a great chance she could win this and we got to get Michelle Williams. I mean, we want to get all of them, but we got to really make sure we get the top people. It's like when I cover sports, I would think you'd have to do that.
Yes, you do. And what's interesting about our show and something that I love about our show on TNT is that we do not pre-book our interviews, which makes it a little challenging, as you know, because I'm 180 some odd people and I need to be able to recognize them by their faces as they walk up to the stage and also know what they're nominated for. And then I love to be able to throw in a little bit of trivia, like maybe their hometown or one of their hobbies. So I do research for about a good 2 months. And unfortunately, I don't have a team. And, but that's also good because I'm doing the research. I'm writing it. So hopefully it's going to stick within my memory. But if you watch and I mess someone's name up, try not to laugh.
Try not to laugh. I love that. Hey, speaking of laughing, I really hope you interview this lady. And I think she's charming. Melissa McCarthy. And she's just a regular girl, bridesmaids, actress in a supporting role. She was hilarious in that, and I think she'd just be a terrific interview.
Oh, I think she would be awesome. And, we love Mike and Molly as well. Even though it's not nominated for a SAG Award, we really get to see her comedy chops. And we've been able to see them throughout her career. I loved the Gilmore Girls. Mm. So watching her is spooky on the Gilmore Girls. But Bridesmaids is a phenomenon this year. A lot of people are saying it's really not what they consider a best film nominee. It's the leading box office. Women leading the box office, which we rarely, if ever, see. And the ensemble cast surrounding Melissa McCarthy, I can only imagine that they did not have many takes where someone did not crack up.
Yeah, that's exactly
right?
What I thought. Yeah, when I watched it, I thought, oh, Kirsten Wiig, she just makes me laugh my head off anyway. And when they did that scene, for people who know, if you haven't seen it, I'm sorry, but I'll just give you a little snippet. It's where they go back and forth to get the officer's attention, and she's in the car, and she's got the snotty maid of honor with her, and they're just doing everything they can, where she's got the booze up by her lips and doing all these kind of silly things. And I think that movie was such a breakthrough movie because, as you said, women are not leading the box office like that, and this was a picture of an ensemble really focused around the women.
It really is. And, you know, a lot of them got their start with SNL. They are improv actresses. And they had Judd Apatow, you know, who was directing them and pushing it in the right direction. I don't really think it could have gone very wrong.
I don't think so either. I agree.
But, you know, something we love, the category with Melissa. Melissa's a first-time SAG nominee, surprisingly. But there's also two other ones in the supporting role, female actor in a supporting role category, Jessica Chastain from The Help, which she's nominated from, although you have seen her in so many movies this year, and there's so many more to come. And then Octavia Spencer, also from The Help, who's also a first-time SAG nominee. So that's a really interesting category this year.
Yeah, I agree with you. Hey, one of the things that you get to do is you get to kind of peek inside the swag bags. What do you know what they have this year?
A TNT hat, and unfortunately I already have some of those.
Yeah, that's it, huh?
No, you know, it's always interesting, and I don't personally get one, unfortunately, but I always do peek in. There are a lot of coupons for future items that are coming, maybe some new perfume by Mariah Carey, or, you know, a new CD by an up-and-coming artist, movie tickets. They're not quite the swag bags that they used to have at the award ceremonies, but there's still some really interesting things in there.
Yeah. Yeah, remember, it used to be like you could just pull out a diamond necklace.
Then I would be taking one, let me tell you. I'd find a way.
Please, please, please give me a swag bag. I've already got those hats. I don't need those hats. The pre-show says, you said you're doing all your research, which I agree with you. I think that's good in a way that you have the control over that, and you know, and you're making sure you know the faces of everyone and all that sort of stuff. But behind the scenes, the other prep that goes into it with cameras and angles and all, that's got to take, how long does that take?
You know, it takes a while. We have a really great crew of probably about 15 people, and we're on the small end, you know, in comparison to Access Hollywood and Entertainment Tonight. But we have 5 different cameras that will be able to give you different angles, not only just probably the 2 that will be on the stage with us. We'll have a wide-angle cam from the front of the carpet, one from the back of the carpet as well, and then one inside, so you'll be able to see all of the actors as they enter the Shrine Auditorium in downtown Los Angeles. So it takes a village, as we always say, right? And we've, you know, try to be as one-man bandish like we were in college, you know, where we're holding the camera and the mic and producing and directing. But with this kind of show, you have to have a great crew of people.
I love that term, one-man band. You must have went to the same school. I went to Ohio University. Where did you go to school?
Murray State, yes.
There you go. One-man band, where we can do it all. So when you're there in the red carpet, all that stuff's going on, you talk about the preparation, do you have to elbow people out of the way? Because the other entertainment crews are there, too. I mean, this is your show, but there are other people that are there asking questions and stuff.
You know, and again, this is a little bit different. We have our own stage, and there's probably, I'm going to guess, 8 or 9 units that all have stages. And so we're very fortunate to have a TNT, TBS, People Magazine stage. And we have a couple of talent wranglers who have already reached out to publicists, to actors' publicists, to let them know that we will be live from 3 to 5 Pacific, or 6 to 8, right before the actual award ceremony starts on the East Coast, so that people are aware. And, you know, it's awesome. We always have a line, and I love bringing up the kids from Modern Family and the cast from Boardwalk Empire and Dexter. And because you, of course, want the George Clooney's and the Meryl Streep's, but it's really fun to have those ensemble casts as well and hear what makes that show so right for them.
Yeah. Oh, absolutely. I love it. We have like a minute left, but, you know, Best Pictures, there's so many. The Artist, The Descendants, Extremely Loud, Incredibly Close, The Help, Hugo, Midnight in Paris, Moneyball, Tree of Life. Whew, I'm out of breath. War Horse. Come on, you got a hand. Who do you like? Pick one. You got to pick one for us.
Oh, it's so tough. It's so tough. And I have seen everything, and I still go back. I'm kind of in between. I know no one wants to hear this, but I'm between The Descendants and The Help. However, I think it just to its fabulous homage to the time period.
Yeah, I agree. I think it's going to be tough. I'm with you, though. I like The Descendants, too. I think The Descendants was put together so well. It was excellent. We'll be watching you, Laura Ripley. Thanks so much, TNT. Check it out. It's
Sunday.
All about
We'll be live on the red carpet. Thank you
live
so
on
much.
The red carpet. Thank you. Have fun. I love it. So we've been talking about our cheap movie reviews all year long. We'll see if any of the movies that we talked about actually are in the money, so to speak. Stay with us.
Positive results from satisfied customers of Heart and Body Extract continue to pour into our website, hbextract.com.
This is Al from New Jersey. One day I saw your ad for Heart and Body Extract, and it mentioned that it would help me with angina, so I decided to order. I figure I had nothing to lose.
Heart and Body Extract supplies your body with everything it needs to balance itself and maintain optimal heart and circulatory health with no negative side effects.
I took the formula 3 times a day as directed, and I kid you not, within 4 days, my angina pain was completely gone.
Order HB Extract by calling 866-295-5305 or online at hbextract.com. That's 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
I could not believe it actually stopped the pain. Heart and Body Extract actually works. This is just an amazing product. Even the numbness in my hands is completely gone.
Heart and Body Extract for a long and healthy life.
What if pain could be reduced, ailments could be alleviated, physical and mental stress could be eased, and blood circulation increase, all by simply lying down? Introducing the original Biomat. The Biomat is an FDA-registered medical device that combines deep-penetrating infrared space-age technology and revitalizing negative ions with the incredible healing power of amethyst crystals. A Biomat can boost your immune system, relieve pain and stiffness, reduce stress and fatigue, and assist in detoxifying your body. Join the thousands of people reporting relief from chronic pain, fibromyalgia, arthritis, sports injuries, insomnia, and much more. Each Biomat comes with a lifetime trade-in and 3-year warranty. Learn more at bio-mats.com, spelled bio-mats.com, or call 360-944-8692. That's 360-944-8692. Visit bio-mats.com today and enhance your life with a Biomat.
Big Berkey water filters are in high demand. Storable foods are also in high demand. BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com has always kept our focus on the Berkey water filter products. But increasingly, our customers have been asking for storable foods. After months of research, BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com now offers great-tasting, long-lasting, storable foods. These ready-to-eat meals are packed in airtight nitrogen pouches. All you do is just add water. And because they're sealed so well, they come with a 25-year shelf life. Combine our Berkey water filters, which are powerful enough to purify treated, untreated, or even stagnant pond water with our storable foods, and you have a winning combination. Remember, we offer free shipping on every order over $50, and GCN listeners receive 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Visit BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com or call 877-99-BERKEY. That's BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com or call 877-99-BERKEY today.
If the best debater becomes the Republican nominee, because is that ultimately the person, is that what you need to win the White House, right? So here we are at the finish line of this hour of America tonight. I'm going to throw out the digits, 800-259-5791 or americatonight.net. A lot of people throwing in their 2 cents via snail mail, whether it's on the Republican debates or a few other things. There's no doubt. Listen, the debates are up to 19. Officially, it's 19. And then there's a few other forums and things that would push it probably a little bit higher. If you look at what has happened with the debates, there have been some people that have been weeded out because of it, like Minnesota Governor Tim Pawlenty was one casualty. The Texas Governor Rick Perry, another. He really stumbled and did himself no favors with the debates. In fact, after he did the first one, it was so awful, if you remember, it was in Florida, that he said he didn't want to have to do any more debates. Like, why do we have to do these debates? It's gotcha and whatever. And then he showed up to the rest of them because he realized, no, I do need to do these debates since everybody's watching. And eventually he dumps out. We know the story there. But Gingrich, and in the past, Gingrich and Michelle Bachmann, she was buoyed from that, and businessman Herman Cain, Florida was really where he took off. Remember the whole 999 thing, and then he fell apart, and he was unraveled after that with all the revelations and the money question and everything else. So there's no question that the debates are the soap opera that people are tuned into. I've already said that. It's a reality show mixed in with some other things. It's crazy. I've really never seen anything like this. We've had debates in the past, and no one's paying attention. People are paying attention to these debates. The ratings have been huge. And so maybe there's one good thing about this. The one good thing is that if that many people are watching, and a lot of them would be voters, maybe we'll get away from the whole process the way we have it now. Because really, let's face it, it's about the electoral college, the votes, that whole thing, versus the popular vote. I'm telling you, I'd rather see it swing more in the direction of the popular vote. The amount of time spent on these debates, this is what I wonder. The amount of time spent on the debates, because there has to be a lot that goes into that for the people who are running, because they're constantly on the stage. I mean, how many debates in a week? It's been crazy. If you look at New Hampshire and South Carolina and then Florida, what does that ultimately do to their campaign? What does that do to their message? What does it do to the other things that you do when you're running for office? I mean, listen, it's a machine. You are in the meat grinder, and you're either going to come out on the other side, or you're going to get stuck, or you're going to get spit out, and you're going to basically end up backwards, tossed out in the end, like some of the names that I mentioned there. All right, because so many of you filled up the mailbag, we're going to run down the hallway right now and check the mail.
The mail is here! Woo!
All right, this one comes to us from Teresa, who says, I found you recently while surfing the radio stations at night. I think you are the smartest talk show host happening. I've been following this Republican fiasco carefully. What a joke. Here we go again, 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 and again. She's got it right. How many debates? I think that's what she's referring to. She says, we've had many sleazy men run for and hold many political offices, from lowly school board members all the way up to the president. But a sleazy first lady, come on. So, yeah. And I think she's referring to some of the things that we've been talking about and some of the things that have come up on these debates. So, there you go. Teresa, again and again and again and again. This one's from Chloe, who says, Kate, have you checked out the weekly jobless claims? Somehow that gets lost in the mix, but I think they're on the rise. I saw a little snippet on CNBC. Yes, in fact, that's true. The unemployment benefits went up to $377,000. That's up from a four-year low from the week before, because remember they do this thing weekly, they trend it, but the long-term trend actually is pointing to a healthier job market, to things turning around, or at least the applications. Because here's the thing. Some people say forget it, and they don't file either. That's the other deal. And we've added at least 100,000 jobs for six straight months. The unemployment rate is at 8.5%. If you want to look at it that way, it's the lowest in 3 years, but 8.5% is crappy. And I think that number is bogus, because I will say it again and again and again and again, just like Teresa, 8.5% doesn't really tell the story. How many people are underemployed and barely are making anything? And it doesn't, it almost doesn't matter. I shouldn't say it doesn't matter, but it almost doesn't, because they're trying to string a whole bunch of jobs together to make it happen. And that's part of the problem. And I think that number's bogus too, because if you look at certain areas of the country like Nevada, still very, very high, definitely over 10%. That might be the overall number that's being pushed out there, but that's not really, I think, what the public is going through in all the places that we've mentioned before when I say nooks and crannies. And all the nooks and crannies, I can't say that it's up, up, up. But I'm certainly wishing that it will go. I'm certainly wishing that the unemployment rate will actually go down. I mean, the job market has such a long way to go before it recovers from the damage that's been done that wiped out almost 9 million jobs. I mean, there are still at least 13 million people who don't have jobs. And I think that's why it's partially false, because people have given up looking for work, so they don't get counted as unemployed. And they're trying to rely on the help of other people, or their spouse is just carrying the load more. Let's say if it was you have two incomes, whatever it might be. But they just said, forget it. They can't do it. They're so depressed. Nothing's happening. They're sending out a zillion applications, and it's nothing's working. So there you go. Here's one from Jake in Austin. Jake always emails us. He says, Ms. Delaney, oh my, oh my. I know you talked about this, but it was a crazy shot, you're right, of Governor Jan Brewer in Arizona pointing her finger at the president. Now today they're saying, geez, it's not really that big of a deal. Yeah, it's interesting because now it's being sort of soft-pedaled. This image does look worse. The photograph looks terrible, like she's just giving him the business. And it looks pretty tense. But the president said that it was blown out of proportion. And then the governor is saying, well, she didn't really mean any disrespect to him. That wasn't the intent, because she was going to greet him and was there on the tarmac. And, you know, somebody snapped the picture, and that's what it looked like. But she was, and I give her credit for this, she didn't back down. She didn't play, you know, politics here. She's not crazy about what's happened to her state, a la being sued by the federal government, by the Justice Department, and not helping in her mind, and I agree, with their horrible immigration problem. So she didn't, you know, she didn't back down. She didn't try to soften her response to him when she handed him a letter and said, geez, I'd love for you to come back down, and I mean it, and come to the border and have lunch and talk about, you know, this issue. Come see what we're dealing with. Let's visit the U.S.-Mexico border from our side and see what's happened and see some of the things that we've done that have worked, by the way, as well. I mean, obviously there's friction between the two of them because of this illegal immigration issue. And she published a book that the president said mischaracterized the White House meeting between the two of them. And she says, I didn't disrespect the office of the president. I was there to welcome him. That makes sense. That's what you would do. She said she was grateful for the visit, but she was taken aback by his comments when he wasn't happy with how her book described the White House meeting. I don't know that he's going to come back to town there and have lunch with her. I don't think so. I don't have a good feeling about that one, but I respect her for sticking to her guns. She didn't back off. Look, this is how I feel. I'm asking you to come down. I've said that before. I went up there, and so I'm not going to slurk away. Good for her.